Tanya for the 22nd of Tammuz, Chav Beis Tammuz, is in the beginning of Perek Hei of Igeres HaTshuva, chapter 5 of Igeres HaTshuva. In the previous chapter, the Alter Rebbe describes the Neshama as being from the inner Chayas, from the inner breath of God, unlike the angels and the rest of creation that comes from the speech from the external part of God. And then, just as the God expresses himself through 10 attributes, the Neshama also, coming from God, contains these 10 attributes. Now, Perek Hei. Hine hamshochas v'yiridas ha-nefesh olikis le'elam hazeh. L'slabish beguf ha-adam. Now, the coming down of the Neshama, the descent of the Neshama, to be clothed in the body of a person in this world, nimshecha mebechinas pnimiyis u'mokir hadibur. The descent of the Neshama comes from the inner part, the origin of speech. Hu hevel ha'elyein ha'mezumez be'eis heitato kenal. The speech, the divine speech, is represented by the second letter hey of God's name, and the breath of that speech is the inner part of the speech, is the pnimius of the speech. Okumesha kosuv, vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim, vayihi ha'odom l'nefesh chayim. As it says, God breathed into him a living soul, and he became, and the person became a mensch, a living being. Uman de nofach mitechei nofach. Why is it described as breathing, blowing? Because one who blows, blows from within. So here the Alter Rebbe is saying that vayipach ba'apov, this pasuk, that God breathed the soul, implies two things. First of all, it tells us that the neshama comes not from speech, but from a place much deeper, from machshava, from the inwardness of God. Now the Rebbe is saying that vayipach also tells us that the process by which the neshama comes down into the Adam, that the Adam becomes a living being, is also vayipach, and that is from the breath of the speech. And this then is the meaning, that a Jew is a part of God and the rope of his inheritance. Pirush. What does rope mean? Kemei chevel al derech moshel. Sherei she'echa kosher lamato, lamaylo, v'kotzehu lamato. A rope where one end of the rope is tied above and the other end is tied below. So the connection between the Jew, the neshama of the Jew as it is down here on earth, and its origin in God is like that of a rope made up of many threads. Ki hine pshat hakosuv mashakosuv vayipach, because the meaning of the pasuk vayipach, that he breathed, is kamei shal derech moshul hu lahedes lanu, it's to teach us that kamei shal derech moshul kishadam nefeyach leizem mokim, that if a person breathes in a certain direction, im yesh eizer dover chetzis umafsik benetayim, if there's anything, even a slight interference, a slight obstacle between the person who is breathing and the place that he wants the breath to reach, then ein hevel hanefeyach elo magia kol esimokim, then the breath of the person who is blowing will not reach that place at all. And kocha mamish, in the same way, im yesh dover chetzetz umafsik ben gufa adam lebechinas hevel ha'elyin, that when we say that God breathed the neshama, and it's describing not only the origin of the neshama, but also the process by which the neshama is connected to God, it is through the breath. So if there's something interfering, if there's some obstruction between the word of God, the breath of God's mouth, and the neshama as it is here on earth, the hevel will not reach there. God's breath will not reach. There will be an obstruction. So although with all other creatures, when God said, let there be, and they came into being, you don't have this danger of an interference or of an obstruction that would cut off the breath of those words, of the ten utterances, and prevent them from reaching the created being. Only with the neshama, because the neshama comes from the breath of the word and not from the word itself, and its origin, even deeper, is from the inner breath, and certainly much higher than the word and the letters. The relationship, what it comes to teach us, is that the relationship between God and the neshama can be obstructed and prevented if something gets in the way. Ach be'emes ein shum dover gashmi v'ruchni. There is nothing in the world, physical or spiritual, that can obstruct God, because God fills the heavens and the earth, so he is everywhere. So what does it mean? He can't go from place A to place B. He is already in place B. There is no place devoid of him in heaven and on earth. There is nothing besides him, the Iyumimalikalaumim, and he fills the worlds. So there can't really be an obstruction between God and creation and the neshama, Ella, with the one exception, Kameshakosa Biyashaya, Kiyimavini Seichem, Hoyumavdilim, Beinechem, Lebein Elikechem. The one exception is that sins can obstruct and interfere in the relationship between God and the neshama. The hatam, and the reason is, why can sins interfere with Yishehem neged ratzon elyon baruch hu hamachay yitakil? Because they go against God's will. Kameshikosuv, kol ha-shechofit Hashem oso b'shamayim u'v'oretz. It is God's will that creates the world, and it's with his will that the world comes into existence. This will is the point on the yud that is the origin of all energy, of all giving that comes from God, begins with ratzon. And so that which goes against his ratzon will obviously interfere with that flow of life from him to the world. V'zehu inyan ha-kodesh, and that is the notion of kodesh. She'nichras v'nifsak chevel ha-hamshocha mishem avaya baruch hu. There's an interruption of the flow of that rope that brings life from God. She'nimshecha mehei tatoa kenal, that comes from the lower hay, which is speech, the breath of speech, and when it gets interrupted, then the neshama is cut off. What is the emphasis of these words? So the Alter Rebbe says, that the neshama gets cut off from this inner breath, from the inwardness, which is hinted at in the word lefanai, also meaning pnimi, that from the inner breath, that which depends on the inner breath of God can be cut off, but those creations that are created from the letters of the speech, not from the breath of the speech, they are not in danger of being cut off. And in other sins, she'ein behem kadesh, where there isn't a punishment of kadesh, al koponim heim pegmin hanefesh kaneda. Even so, they still create a damage to the nefesh. Upegam hu meloshim begimas hasakin, and the word pegam, the damage, is like the pegima in a knife, in the sheichet's knife. That there's a little imperfection there. V'al derech moshul mechevel av shozer metayag chavolim dakim. And that can be understood from the analogy of a rope made up of 613 strands or threads. In the same way, the rope that connects the neshama with God is made up of 613 threads, 613 mitzvahs. And when a person transgresses one of those 613 mitzvahs, God forbid, nifsak chevel hadak, even though it's not a sin, it may not be a sin that is punishable by kares, but still there's damage because one of the threads is severed. Ach gam b'chayiv kares amisa nishar adayim b'harashim v'menafshi ha'vikis. Even a person who is punished with kodesh or misa from heaven, there remains within him the imprint of his neshama. And with that imprint alone, with the trace that is left, the effect that is left of the neshama, the person can live to 50 or 60 years, but not more. And what is written in the name of the Arizal, Shenichnas Abay Bechinas Hamakif, that in place of the neshama, which is a pnimi, the person who has kodesh is left with the makif of the neshama. So you might think that by virtue of the makif, the person should be able to live more than 50 or 60 years. So the Rebbe says, "Eina inyan l'chayi gashmi es haguf." It has no relevance. The makif does not relate to the life of the body. The Arizal is not talking about the makif giving life to the body. Umayri ad nun shana. The Arizal is talking about the life that a person has until 50. That until 50 or 60 years, he has the makif. When the neshama is cut off, he has the makif, but what gives life to the body is the lingering impression of the neshama, not the makif. Or oy bizman hazeh, or the Arizal is talking about our times. Okay, the lekamon, as will be explained later, that in our times, because we're getting life not from holiness but from unholiness, therefore in that condition, under these circumstances, the body can live off of the makif, as we'll explain later. In the Hayyim Yom for the 22nd day of Tammuz, the Rebbe writes, Amur Omar, my father said, Achsidish Evort macht chlor de kop und rein de hearts. A Hasidic thought makes the mind clear and the heart clean. Achsidish Hanhoga Teva, a Hasidic custom or good deed, practice, macht lichtig in stub, makes the house bright. Achsidische nigen stark die tikva betochen. Achsidische nigen strengthens our trust and our faith. Bringt simche und stellt weg der heis mit der heis gesind in keren eisen. It brings joy and puts the house and the members of the house into a state of light.